So I want to focus my conversation more on the behavioral health coordination and also from the state health department perspective. And I will go a little bit rogue. So we're asked to speak about April 15th, but I really strongly believe that the immediate response for behavioral health was actually 1 to 2 weeks, and I consider that immediate response. So from the state health department perspective, the Mass Department of Public Health, we were at the State EOC. We had operated our department operations center, which you see here, and then we also had staff positioned at medical tents along the route. I was actually at mile 25 and a half. So, like Dr. Ferrer was saying, that's sort of business as usual. This is what we do for all major events. It's what we've learned from past marathons that for improved situational awareness, this is what we do. My first experience with behavioral health as part of the marathon response was actually when runners were stopped and turned back, they came to my tent. We were the next closest tent. And there were hundreds of runners that were cold and needed a place to go and needed food. And fortunately, a neighboring temple had opened their doors, welcomed people in, got them phones, ordered food for them. And it was really great to have them there with us. But I noticed that there were CERT and MRC volunteers from the town of Brookline, where we were located, who had deployed some of their behavioral health responders. And so people were recognizing the immediate need for behavioral health response, not only at the finish line, but for folks all along the line. As we went into the next day, we started to discover a number of activities that were happening that were going to require behavioral health support. And so this was happening in conjunction with ATIA's team at the Medical Intelligence Center, with the Department of Mental Health. And we also, very early on, brought in a mental health team from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. And the original process was that for requests that weren't going to be handled directly by Boston Public Health Center, Boston Public Health Commission mental health folks, that they would get, those requests would get transferred to the State Health Department. We would work with ESF8 and our Department of Mental Health and deploy teams. And it wasn't even 24 hours before we changed up that system and realized that we all needed to be at the Medical Intelligence Center together, that we needed to have the pool of resources immediately available rather than going through multiple layers to schedule teams and responders, and also so that we would have one centralized place for mental health requests to come in and also to be able to deploy mental health providers. Another thing that we had to do very immediately is that behavioral health impacts are not as obvious as a physical health injury. So we had to be really proactive, and I was very fortunate to be witnessing a lot of great partners there who were thinking about what about the people returning to their businesses and the homes that they'd been locked out of because the immediate bombing scene had been a crime scene, or what about some folks in the Muslim community who may be experiencing some backlash. And so we were identifying groups and offering services to them proactively to make sure that everyone was getting services and support that they may not even realize until they were offered that they would need. We also, talking about state and federal coordination, so we did have a lot of support from the Health and Human Service mental health response team that came in, and not only were they providing direct services, but they were also linking us to other areas in the country that had gone through similar events and other areas internationally. So we spoke with folks from the London subway bombings. We spoke with people that were involved in the 9/11 response to sort of compare and contrast our experiences and talk about what types of behavioral health resources we should be thinking about and planning for. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, also reached out to our state mental health department that afternoon with resources, reminding us of the disaster distress helpline that was available. And we actually took those and drafted a standardized letter that could be used for victims, volunteers, runners, and others, so that we would have a coordinated letter about resources and information that was then used by state health department, state mental health department, Boston Athletic Association, and others, so that we had a coordinated message around behavioral health resources.